This is the resident manager's room here. We have a bathroom. Of course, we need three bathrooms because we have up to 9 women, so women and bathrooms are a must.
Haven House Director Kara Nelson walks through the 2-floor, 6-bedroom house.
And they're pretty standard rooms, but not too small. And everything is really nice, and we really want it to be, you know, home-like because it is their home.
All the women get a twin bed, closet space, and half a dresser. On the bottom floor, there's a washer and dryer and a den with a TV, computers, and a big bookshelf. Upstairs, there's a living room, dining room, kitchen.
And then we have our amazing back porch where I envision amazing barbecues.
Once a week, the women share a group meal, spaghetti and meatballs on this day. And Nelson says that's when it hit her. After years of working on the project, Haven House has finally become a home.
Just having everyone sit there, especially those women, they're very unique. And I feel like they were meant to be here. And yeah, I broke in tears right before dinner.
Haven House provides women who've left prison a place to call home for up to 2 years. It's a structured living situation where they have to come up with an individual action plan and get the support to follow it through. The women are expected to find a job, pay $550 in rent, and help with household chores.
It's a place that you get to be vulnerable for the first time. And of course, when you're vulnerable, it's part of your freedom. It's a place where you get to dream again. And there's people that are going to do whatever it takes to make sure what you need is going to happen. And so all they have to do is want it and follow the rules, you know.
The residents have to meet with Nelson once a week to go over their plan. And they must attend some sort of women's support, recovery, or Bible group. Haven House will be able to accept up to 9 women. Right now, 3 women live there, a live-in manager and 2 residents. 26-year-old Samantha Garten is one of them. She just moved in after spending a month at Lemon Creek Correctional Center for using meth.
Being here is probably the biggest blessing that's ever happened to me. I love being here.
Garten is working at Silverbow Bakery. She wants to take online business courses and has hopes of being the catering manager. Her primary goal, though, is getting her 8-year-old son back in her life.
That was my biggest struggle in life, was giving my rights up because of my addiction. And I need to get better before I can have him. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, so I'm taking it one day at a time.
34-year-old Delia Williams is working toward a similar goal. Her 12-year-old daughter lives in Haines with Williams' mother. Williams was the first former inmate to move into Haven House on March 17th. She works at the Juno Empire and goes to support groups and recovery meetings. For Williams, living at Haven House means accepting support from others.
For me, like, it was really hard to ask for help or to accept anything from anybody, just because, I don't know, it just made me feel bad. But just opening my eyes and feeling that support and lifting me up is really amazing.
Jennifer Brown says that's the beauty of Haven House. Brown is the administrative assistant and also a former inmate.
You know that you're not alone in an addiction, and you know that there's people going to be supporting you and showing you how to be sober and how to work and how to live and how to get things back, and just to give you the foundation that you need.
Brown says she's happy to work for people who want help and are ready for it. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.